Wow. We are a church that sings. Amen? Doesn't mean all of us sing well, but we definitely are a singing church. And boy, I love to hear brothers and sisters sing. Do you? Wow.
我们唱诗歌，我们唱现代的诗歌 都一样。
We sing our hymns and our
modern hymns. It doesn't matter. We sing. Even visitors who have come to our church have said to me, "Wow, this is a singing church."
甚至我们有些来，就是我们教会里来做客的一些朋友都说，我们这个教会真是一个歌唱的教会。
And I said, "Yes, I know."
我跟他们说，是的，我知道。
We love to sing.
我们非常的爱唱。
And I think the Lord loves when we sing praise to Him.
我想神也很喜乐，当我们唱诗歌，唱歌赞美他。
So it doesn't matter how well you sing, right?
这就是你唱的如何的好，并不重要。
You just sing as loud as you can for the Lord, amen?
但是你为了神，你要放开喉咙唱。
This evening, I wanted to share something a little personal with you.
那今天晚上呢，我想跟大家分享一下，就是我有一点我关于我个人的一些经验。
When I had first become a Christian,
当我一开始成为基督徒的时候,
what I understood of the Bible was that it was just this huge book of rules to follow.
我对这本圣经的理解是，就是一本，这是一本很大的书，书里面都是讲，就是神的规矩的。My
understanding of the Bible was that it would just tell me what to do and tell me what not to do.
那我对圣经的理解就是，这本圣经会告诉我，我应该怎么做，我不应该怎么做。And
I would just simply have to do it.
那我知道，我只要去按照他的做就行。
And whenever I heard preaching,
当我听到一些传道的时候,
all I heard was what I needed to do and what I shouldn't do.
那我听到的就是说我应该怎么做，我不应该怎么做。
Who I needed to be and who I shouldn't be.
那我应该成为怎样一个人，我不应该成为怎样一个人。
And to be honest, many times I tried to just do and do and do.
那老实的说，很多次，很多时候，我就是试着要做，一直要做。
But at the end, I would always feel frustrated.
但是最终的结果就是，我一直就是会感到非常的丧气。
And I would even feel, to be honest, okay, I'm sharing with you, I felt bored.
但是很老实跟你们讲，就是我到最后我也感觉很无聊。
Is this all there is to this new life that God has given to me?
那我就在问，那这个难道就是神给我的新生命吗？
Is it just about following rules?
这是就是我们要跟随这些规章制度吗？
Getting busy to serve and do things at church?
那就是要忙着去服侍在教会里做事吗？
Because this was not helping me.
我觉得这样子对我的帮助并不大。
All I was trying to do was do what I'm told.
因为我一直在努力地做着，就是我应该是怎么做的。
And I didn't enjoy my new life in Christ.
我觉得我并没有享受，就是我在主里的新生命。
After a time, it just felt like I had to just keep up this pattern.
就是过了一些时日，我就觉得我好像一直在重复这样同样的一种形式。
Is this the purpose? Is this the purpose of why God gave me new life?
那这是神给我们新生命的目的吗？
Have you ever felt like that before?
你以前有没有这样子感觉到过呢？
Or is it just me?
或许这仅仅是我。
And yet throughout this weekend,
那通过这个周末,
as we hear from God's word,
当我们听到神的话语,
we see that there is a greater purpose.
我们可以看到, 我们有, 其实这当中有一个非常大的目的。
I loved how Pastor James said it earlier.
我很喜欢, James 长老, 前面讲的。
It's a life that gets more and more full.
这个生命是会越来越, 丰富。
As we get more and more closer to Christ.
当我们和基督越来越接近的时候，
and we become more and more like Christ，
那我们就越来越像基督，
and we experience this life of Christ，
那我们也能经历到这个基督的生命。
So as we think about it, then we begin by saying, Jesus, you are my Savior and my Lord。
那我们呢，当如果这样想的话呢，我们就要一开始就要。我们就要开始跟耶稣说，你是我的救主，你是我的主。
But now we realize more and more Jesus is even our model.
那我们现在也越来越意识到，耶稣其实也是我们的一个模范。
There's more to this new life.
因为在这个新生命里有更多的。
We're supposed to experience this life of Christ.
我们是应该去经历这个在耶稣里的这个新的生命。
We see this in Romans 8:29. If you have your Bibles, you could turn to that. Romans
8:29.
And it says this. The words are a little bit hard to follow. So I'm going to... I kind of gave my own translation. I don't know if that's like biblical or not. But... Romans 8:29, okay, says this. Let's read it in English and then we'll go in Chinese, okay? Ready?
先用英文读，然后用中文读。
Ready, 1, 2, 3. For those who he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. In Chinese, ready, go.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样了。
That's big. That's a lot of big words in there. Foreknew, predestined, and what does all this mean? I put my own translation, okay? Here's what my translation says. From the very beginning, God says, my goal for you, my decision for you, is that you would be conformed to the image of my son.
那这段经文里有很多字眼都是比较难理解的。那我自己的理解现在在上面，就是从起初我给你的目标就是要你效法我儿子的模样。
Okay. So he said, from the very beginning, I know who's going to be mine.
他说从一开始我就知道谁将会是属于我的。
And from that very beginning, since I knew you,
从起初我已经知道了你。
I made a decision about you.
我已经为你做了决定。
And I have a goal in mind for you.
我也有一个为你的一个目标。
That you will be more and more and more like my son.
你会越来越像越来越像我的儿子。
This is the picture of spiritual growth.
这就是我们能够看到的这幅画景，就是关于圣灵成长的这幅画景。
That we will, as we grow, become more and more like His Son.
当我们成长，我们成长的时候，我们就会越来越像他的儿子。
That we will see our character be more and more like the character of Christ.
我们也能够看到我们自己的特性会越来越像基督的特性。
I want you to learn the way that I love. I want you to love the way that I love.
我希望你能够学习我爱的方式。
The way you serve, I want you to serve the way that I serve. I want you to forgive others, even as Pastor James said today. I want you to forgive others the way that I forgive.
我希望你能够原谅他人，就像我原谅，我原谅他人一样。
But I want to clarify something here for you.
但是我也要清楚的讲一点。
If we are all more and more like Christ, do we all end up just looking the same? Are we just all the same?
那如果我们最终是越来越像基督的话，那我们是不是最终都是大家看起来都一样呢？
Does it mean that we lose our personality?
那是不是指就是我们失去了我们自己的个性呢？
No.
不是这样。
Does it mean that we're all eventually just supposed to look identical?
No. 那是不是最终我们大家看上去都是要一样的呢？
No. Do all the women have to grow beards like Jesus?
是不是所有的 女人都要长胡子像耶稣一样的？
No.
不是这样。
To be more and more like Christ,
要越来越像基督，
is to fully live out who God from the very beginning created you to be.
那我们就要是实实在在的把把神起初创造你的这个创造你这个目的而活出来。
There is a unique you that no one else can be.
你是一个非常特别的，没有其他人可以成为一个你。
No one else in the world looks like you.
没有其他在这个世界上没有另外一个人像看上去会跟你一模一样。
No one else in the world has the same interest exactly like you.
在这世界上没有另外一个人说和你有一模一样的兴趣。
No one else in the world has the same personality as you.
或者没有一个人会像你和你一样有一样的个性。
No one else can be you.
没有另外一个人可以成为你。
Only you can be you.
只有你才是你。
But there is a version of who God meant for you to be.
那神一开始就是有给你有一个版本的你自己的版本。
And this version of you is supposed to reflect the image of your Savior and Lord.
那这个版本的你呢，其实是应该就是要反射出来这个我们的救主神的形象的。
This is the version of you that you're meant to be.
这就是你应该成为的一个版本。
And remember in John chapter 10, verse 10, when Jesus says, I came that they may have life and life abundantly.
那在约翰十章十节就提到耶稣说，我来是因为你可以有丰丰富富的生命。
I think that's what Pastor James was saying today when he says, you will have a life that's more and more full. It's full of life.
那James 长老今天早上也说到说你我们有一个越来越满足的生命。
When you become the version of you that God meant for you to be,
当你成为神想你成为的一个版本的时候，
you will have an abundant life.
你就会有一个丰丰富富的生命。
It will be full.
它会是一个很丰满的生命。
When you love the way that Jesus loves, that sacrificial, forgiving love,
那你如果能像耶稣这样爱，这样有这种牺牲的爱，
you will have better relationships.
那你就会有更好的关系和人。
When you learn to think the way that Jesus wants you to think,
那你能够学习，如果耶稣希望你是如何去想的，
you will have less stress and anxiety.
那你就会有比较少的压力和焦虑。
And when you serve others the way that Jesus wants you to serve,
那你如果能像耶稣基督希望你这样去服侍，
oh, you will have joy and satisfaction.
那你就会有喜乐和满足。
You see that?
你有没有看到这些呢？
It is not just a life about following rules.
这个生命不是说一个生命去
It's just not trying to do this and do that and don't do this and don't do that. It is a life that slowly, over time, becomes transformed to be more and more like Christ. So how?
那如何呢?
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to share with you how.
那我们就就是试着要分和大家分享。
And I love Pastor James's sermon today because it was so applicational.
我很喜欢就是James 长老早上讲的这个消息非常的实用。
And I love when he gets so real like that. You know, he got real this morning.
他今天早上讲的真的都是很真实的。
All right, my brother, do you get real sometimes?
You know, you get real, I get beclamped. And can you even imagine that this guy would be addicted to video games? I mean, wow.
你们能够想象就是 James 长老会沉迷在那个电子游戏当中吗?
For the young people, you're like, yeah, man, now he speaks my language, right? So the young people are back. Now you know what I'm talking about.
那我们年轻人可能有同感。
And I know there's other 40, 50-year-olds who are, oh, okay, I'm not the only one. Yeah, 年长的 20 years and above is 年长, right?
也会在想, 就是, 不止我一个是这样的。
So he was sharing this picture of how do we get transformed to be more and more like Christ.
他其实已经有跟我们分享就是我们这幅画也就我们看得到我们能够如何越来越像基督耶稣。
And he brought out from the scripture, what does it mean to put on Christ?
他也讲出了这段经文如何才能把耶稣穿戴耶稣。
But today, I have a burden to share you two other ways that we can be transformed more and more like Christ.
那现在呢，就是我有负担，就是有就是我要讲另外两点，我们能够如何越来越像基督耶稣。
And I also believe that we don't talk about these as often as well.
我知道我们通常不会讲这些。
How do we grow to be more and more like Christ?
那我们如何才能越来越像基督呢?
Number one, you got to stay connected in Christ.
那第一点就是我们要和基督要和基督有联系。
You got to stay connected in Christ.
你要在基督里有联系。
Spiritual growth is not just what you can do, but it is what God has to do in and through you.
灵命的成长不是说你可以做什么，而是神在你里面做了什么。
Look at John 15.
我们来看约翰福音十五章。
Verses 4 and 5.
第四节和第五节。
Oh my goodness, am I getting old here? Okay. Verse 4.
第四节。
Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
第四节，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
I am the vine.And you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I think that I tried to meditate on this for almost 1 year.
我觉得我对这段话语大概已经思考了一年。
What does it mean to abide in you?
那这个在你里面到底是指什么意思呢?
What does it mean that I can't do anything? I can do this, God, look at what I can do.
那我们不能做什么是指什么呢? 我知道我们可以做很多事情。
Jesus, what are you trying to tell us through this passage?
那通过这段经文，耶稣你想告诉我们什么呢?
You gave us this picture.
你给了我们这幅图案。
This is a preaching metaphor that Jesus used.
The original word for abide means to live, to continue in, to remain in.
那这个在里面这个原始的文字是指呢是生存或者继续或者保留。
And so the word that I use in modern day is to stay connected or connectedness.
所以, 我用现代的话语呢我就把它讲成是要联系的。
Mm-hmm. I am the vine, you are the branches.
我是葡萄树。
Whoever abides in me or remains connected to me, and I in him.
Go ahead. 我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。嗯，不管谁在里面和我联系在一起的，我就在他里面。
Okay. And then, this is the one that bears fruit.
那这个人就会产生
because if you are not connected to me, you can't do anything.
如果你不和我联系在一起的话，你就做不了什么。
The branch's job is not to try to bear fruit.
那这个枝子的工作不是说为了产生果子。
The job's branch is to remain connected to the vine.
那这个枝子的工作是要和这个葡萄树联系在一起。
Right? It's through its connection through the vine that it receives energy and strength and vitality.
因为只有和葡萄树连接在一起了，它才能够吸收营养，吸收生命。
Because if you're a branch and you're connected to the source,
因为如果你的枝子和这个源头连接在一起的时候,
now you bear fruit. The branch is not going, how do I bear fruit? Ah, how do I get it out? It's not like, give me the fruit, come on. I need to bear fruit. Rather, the vine is just staying connected. The branch is just staying connected to the vine.
但是呢，这个枝子呢，是，其实应该和这个葡萄树是连接在一起。
And when it's connected,
当它是连接在一起的时候,
because it's connected,
因为它是连接在一起的,
it naturally begins to bear fruit. You with me?
它就自然而然就会产生了果子。
When I remember when my wife and I first got pregnant. I mean, she got pregnant, but you know, we. Okay, I remember that.
我记得我太太第一次怀孕的时候。
Yeah, husbands always say, yeah, we got pregnant. Yeah, I didn't do any of that. Okay, but she got pregnant. And when she got pregnant, we wanted to, like, you know, it's like the first week. And I'm like, is your stomach any bigger?
当她就是刚刚怀孕的时候，就是我就在想，第一个礼拜我就问她，你的肚子是不是大了一点呢？
And I was so excited.
我非常的兴奋。
And I said, can I take a picture of you like every day and see how it grows?
我就问她，我可不可以每天给你拍个照片，看看你肚子是怎么长大的？
And she's like, I don't think you need to take a picture every day.
我那时候我觉得你不需要每天。
I said, but isn't she growing?
但是我就说，但是她每天都在成长啊。
Right, this is Bethany in there, right? The future Bethany, like, isn't she growing?
但她难道没有在成长吗？每天。
And she said to me, honey, she's only like the size of a piece of lint.
然后我太太就跟我说，亲爱的，她小的就像一根小木屑。
Yeah, I'm like that small?
我就很不理解，说难道真的这么小吗？
And so when the high school students, the youth group would say to me, like, what do you want to name your child?
当我们这些年轻的人问我，就是说你要为你的孩子取什么名字？
I said, I don't know. I like the name Lint because she's about that size. Maybe we'll call her Lint.
我就说我喜欢我大概要取给他取名这个名字。
Right, so now you call Bethany Lint if you see her. Wait, yeah, wait. Yeah, right, Waiten. And she was just so small.
她非常非常小.
That if I was holding her in my hand, right? If I sneeze,
oh! <笑><笑>
Grow, how do I help you grow?
那我如何才能帮他成长呢?
Do you want to grow, Lent? 小灰尘也要长吗? Do you want to grow? She wants to grow.
她想要成长.
But how does she grow?
那她如何才能成长呢?
She's connected.
因为她是连接着的.
She didn't have to try to grow.
她不需要自己试图成长.
She was connected to her mom.
因为她和她的母亲是联系在一起的.
She's connected to the source.
她和这个源头是连接在一起的.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
when we hear about this life that Christians are bearing fruit and transforming and being more and more like Christ,
弟兄姐妹们, 当我们听到说我们有, 我们的弟兄姐妹们在, 产生果子会越来越像基督耶稣。
The key is not to try to bear fruit and make a decision, I need to be like Christ in this way.
那这个关键呢,不是说要你试图要去产生果子,或者你自己试图要越来越像,
it begins by being connected.
你要从这个联系在一起,这才开始。
The fruit that you bear is a byproduct of being connected to the vine.
那你所产生的果子,这个果子呢,其实是你和这个葡萄树连接在一起的一个产品。
It's maintaining that relationship, maintaining that precious relationship with Christ.
这就是呢,要我们要保持这个, 这种一直和基督耶稣保持这个关系。
The branch has no power of its own.
枝子本身没有任何的能力。
But if you're connected to the vine,
但是如果你和, 葡萄树是联系在一起的时候,
you have all the power that you need from God.
那你就, 有了, 为神而需要的所有的这个能力。
You have all of the vitality that you need from God.
你就有了所有的生命。
Because He's our source. And that's why He gave us the Holy Spirit.
所以他给了我们圣灵。
To bear the fruit of the Spirit.
这让我们去产生圣灵的果子。
That's what we talked about a few weeks ago.
这就是我们几个礼拜前讲的。
When we talked about the fruit of love and of joy and of peace and patience.
我们也, 就像我们讲的这些爱的果子。
The tree's job is not to try to bear its own fruit.
那这个树的工作不是说要自己去试着, 试着生果子。
The tree's job is to stay near the water.
那这个树的, 工作呢, 是要和水连接在一起。
Stay rooted.
要把根生下去。
The branch's job is not to try to bear its own fruit.
那这个枝子的工作不是说要自己产生果子。
Its job is to stay connected to the vine.
它的工作是要和葡萄树联系在一起。
Don't focus on fruits.
不要专注于这个果子。
I'm not sure if you'll ever hear this in preaching before. Don't focus on fruits.
我不知道你以前没听到过, 不要专注在果子上。
Focus on your walk with Christ.
但是呢, 专注在你和耶稣的, ，行走上。
Focus on your love to Christ.
专注在你对神的爱。
Focus on your commitment to Christ.
专注在你对神的承诺。
And the fruits will naturally grow out of that relationship.
那这个果子就会自然而然地从这个, 从这里出, 产生。
So if you want to grow,
所以你如果你希望成长的话,
if you want to be more like Christ,
如果你想要越来越成为耶稣基督,
you need to stay connected.
你应该, 保持联系。
You need to keep your relationship with Christ as number one.
第一点就是你要和基督耶稣保持这个联系。
In our small group today,
今天在我们的小组上,
one brother said this,
一个兄弟这么说,
when I remember that God is the God who created all of this,
当我如果一旦, 我记得神是, 创造所有这一切的神的时候,
then all of the things that take me away from God become so small.
那其他所有的事情都变成如此的小。
And I said, Amen.
我就马上说阿们。
But how do we keep remembering that God is the creator of all this?
那我们如何才能一直记着神是创造所有这一切的？
How do we keep remembering that God loves us so much?
我们怎样才能一直记得神是如此爱我们呢？
We gotta stay connected with Him.
因为我们就要和他一直保持联系。
You gotta maintain your relationship with Him.
我们要保持这个关系。
Stay connected in Christ.
在主里面保持这个联系。
Because if you are connected in Christ,
那如果你在主里面是一直有联系,
then I will share with you the second way that God helps you to grow.
那我就来分享就是我们第二点神是如何帮我们成长的。
God uses anything to help you grow.
神会使用任何的东西来帮你成长。
God will use anything and everything to help you be conformed into the image of His Son.
神会使用任何的东西来帮你成长，越来越像耶稣基督。
God is so committed to your spiritual growth.
神是如此的致力于你的灵性灵命上的成长。
That He will use everything in your life to help you grow.
那他会用在你生活里所有的一切来帮助你成长。Don't
believe me?
你不相信我吗？
Look at Romans 8:28.
那我们来看一下罗马书8章28节。Okay,
Romans 8:28.
罗马书8章28节。
And we know that for those who love God, some things work together for good. Is that what it says?
那在罗马书八十二章是说有些事一同工作吗？
Right? Is there something? I can't see it clearly. And we know that for those who love God, some things work together for good.
我们知道那些爱神的人有些事是相互效力的。
Is that what it says? Yes or no?
No?
What does it say?
One thing.
One thing? This guy says, I don't know what Bible you're looking at. Let me check your Bible. What does your Bible say? All things. All things God works together for the good of those who love Him. This is the NIV version. Who love Him, who are called according to His purpose.
万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是安。
All things He will work in your life for this purpose. Does that mean the bad things in my life too? Yes. Does that mean painful things? Yes. How about even the stupid mistakes that I make? I mean, I make a lot of stupid mistakes. Not Pastor James, you know, some, but like me, a lot. Actually, we could have a game later and see who made more stupid mistakes in life. Right? But does God even use the bad mistakes that I've made? Yes. Because God doesn't just use some things, He works all things for the good. For those who love Him, and who are what? Called according to His what? Purpose.
并且就是那些按他旨意被招的人。Okay,
it should say something like the purpose.
按他的旨意。Okay,
按他的旨意。 按他的旨意, okay? What is 他的旨意? What, I'm speaking Chinese. What is His purpose for you?
那他的旨意, 他对你的旨意是什么呢?
Does it tell us?
他有没有告诉我们?
Where would that be? 上下节? 上下节, right? How do you say that, right? 上下, right? 上下文, whatever, right? Well, let's look at 下一节. Let's look at the next verse. Because I think we read it earlier. God knew from the very beginning that His goal, His decision, His what purpose for your life is what?
那神从一开始就知道，就是他对你的生命的旨意是什么
？To be more and more like Christ.
就是越来越像基督。
And that's our spiritual growth.
那就是我们的灵命的成长。
And that's transformation.
那也是我们的改变。
So God uses everything in your life, good and bad, to help make you become more and more like His Son.
那神是用我们所有的事、万事，不管是好事还是坏事，来帮我们成长，越来越像耶稣基督。
More and more to be the version of you that you were meant to be.
那帮我们成长成为越来越，就是越来越像。神给我们的旨意要我们成为的一个版本。
I'll give you one example tonight.
我要给你一个例子。
Because our retreat planning group said I can't preach long tonight.
我们那个筹委会说我今天晚上时间不多。
It's a Saturday night or Sunday night, everyone's gonna be tired.
因为大家都很累。
So we gotta keep this shorter, okay? So let's stay with me. I'll give you one example of.What I believe is a painful thing.
我要给你一个例子，就是我记得的，就是对我来说是一个非常痛苦的事情。
But I will share with you, well, not just 对我来说，对我们都来说 ，for all of us, how this particular painful thing helps us to actually grow.
就是我要跟大家分享，就是这件这件痛苦的事情对我们大家来说是如何帮助我们来成长的。
Believe it or not.
不管你信不信。
God uses failures,
神用失败
or even unmet expectations,
甚至就是未达到没有达到的一些期望
to teach us to surrender to Him.
来教导我们如何向他顺服。
I'll tell you what.
我告诉你。
I believe one of the most powerful tools that God uses.In our life is our failures.
我相信就是神在我们的生命中使用的最有力的一个工具就是用我们的失败。
And those expectations we have in life that are not met.
那些期望我们在生活当中那些未达到的期望。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I believe that failures teach us that we are not in control.
我相信因为失败会教育我们，我们其实都我们自己其实没有控制。
We might have done everything right.
或许我们可以把每一件事情都做得很对。
We might have even tried to do everything right God's way.
或许我们可以把每一件事情都做在神面前都做得很对。
We were thoughtful.
我们很我们思考很周到。
We were prayerful.
我们也很会祷告。
But our expectations were still not met.
但是我们的期望仍旧没有达到。
And we experience failure.
那我们就经历了失败。
And this is good.
这其实非常的好。
What? This is good? Failure is good?
什么？失败难道是真的是很好吗？
How many of you are experiencing failure in your life and you want to throw a tomato at me right now?
你们当中有多少人曾经经历过这些失败？
Failure is good.
失败是好的。
Because failure reminds us.
因为失败会提醒我们。
That there is a God.
会提醒我们有一位神。
But that God is not you.
这位神不是你。
How many of you like driving a car with a passenger who is always telling you what to do and where to turn? And when to stop. How many of you like riding in the car with someone who's like that?
那你们当中有几个人，如果你是开车的，那你坐在旁边的那一位呢，经常告诉你你应该怎么开车。
Who does not like that? Stand up real quick. Just stand up if you just don't like that.
Okay? 如果你不喜欢这样，你要站起
来。Okay? A lot of people. Okay? A lot of people don't like that. Why are you going this way?
你为什么要往这条路上走呢？
Stop!
停下来。
This is the long way.
这条路其实更长。
You should have made a left over there.
你应该那边就往左转了。
And you know what you want to tell them?
你知道你想告诉他们什么吗？
This car is my car. These keys, these are my keys. This way that we're going, this is my way. Because we all want to drive and be in control. True. Who doesn't like being in control? But then again, when things start getting rough, it's pretty nice to have Jesus in that passenger seat, isn't it? Because now you can request his services. Jesus, I'm trying to go this way. Can't you just help me go the way that I want to go? This is the right way, Jesus. Can't you just give me the strength to do it my way? You see, at the end of the day, we're still sitting behind the wheel. And we want Jesus in the passenger seat to help us do what we want to do. But we really don't want Jesus driving. And we really don't want Jesus telling us really where to go. I thought of this picture because Pastor James gave that picture last week, right? That little 小跑车, right? The little race car, right? That stuck with me all week.
就是我一直在想，就是那个Pastor James长老上次给我们那个小跑车的这个图案，一直在我脑海中。小跑车,
I was like, what are you talking about? 小跑车, it's born. What are you talking about? But I got it.
那个小跑车，我一开始不是很理解是什么小跑车。
Because it's about control.
是因为现在这个是关于就是我们这个控制权的。
We don't like to let Jesus take the wheel because we always want to stay in control.
我们不想要耶稣来控制我们的车，因为我们自己想来控制。
So I want you to hear all these things that Jesus himself said.
我希望大家能够听到耶稣所说的这些。
Okay, I'm going to give you three verses.
我给你三段经文。
Like now, today. Matthew 10:39.
马太福音10:39.
Whoever finds his life will gain it? No, will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake, that's the one who will find it.
顾惜自己生命的，必要丧掉生命；但为我牺牲生命的，必要得着生命。
You have to lose your life.
你一定要牺牲，丧掉生命。
You have to lose the control of your life.
你一定要牺牲你，丢失你自己的控制。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and lives, no, dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it will start to what? Bear fruit.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
You have to die.
你一定要先死。
You have to give up control.
你要放弃你的控制。
Some of the reasons why our life has so many areas that sometimes we might not even share with people, this tension that we feel, is because we're still trying to hold on to control.
我们为什么生活当中有时候有这么多的冲突，是因为
Coming to Jesus is about surrendering your control.
来到耶稣面前，就是要你放弃对你生活的控制。
That's why failures are important for us.
所以这就是为什么失败对我们来说是很重要。
That's why unmet expectations are good in our life.
所以这就是为什么未达到的期望有时候对我们来说是好的。Because
in those moments we realize we're not God.
因为只有在那个时候我们才意识到我们不是神。
And when we've tried to control it, it leads to this inevitably. Even when we're trying to do the right thing, it's often through these failures that we begin to realize that we are in sin and we are stiff-necked. We are stubborn. Are you guys stubborn? We are stubborn people. It's often in these times of failures that we start to realize, oh my goodness, I've been going my own way this whole time. I've not been going God's way. And it's in these times of failures that we fall on our knees and we realize, I can't do it. I can't fix my marriage. I can't be a good parent. I can't be a good follower of Christ as a teenager. I can't do it. And yet this is one of the secrets of the Christian life. The secret to spiritual growth is when you know that you can't do it. Because at the moment when you realize that you can't do it, then you begin to experience God's amazing love and His amazing grace. You begin to get connected with Him and start to realize this has to come from you, it can't come from me. That's what we see in James, the book of James, chapter 4, right? James chapter 4 verse 6. Do you remember this?
雅各书第四章.
What does it say? James chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章第六节，雅各书第四章第六节.
What does it say? But He gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to what? To those who say they can't. To the humble.
他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And in this whole section of James,
那在雅各书这个整个章节里面,
it's warning against having a worldly mindset.
其实对我们这个对有属世的这个 思维是对我们一个警告。
Stop being like the world.
不要像这个警告就是我们不能像世这个世界一样。
Because one of the strongest concepts in the world is I can do it.
因为这个在这个世界上的最强大的一个想法就是我能做。
I can fix it.
我能够 管理一切。 修理一切.
I can just willpower through this.
通过我的意志, 我可以做到.
I remember talking with someone recently.
我记得最近, 我和一个人讲过话,
and this person is from China.
这个人是从中国来的.
But it could have been a person from America too, okay?
但是也可以是一个美国人.
And this person said to me,
这个人这样跟我说,
I grew up being told.
我长大的时候就是有，就我就是被告诉说我可以做。
Everyone around me says, don't, you don't need anyone's help, you can do it.
在我周围的每个人都跟我说，你不需要任何人的帮助，你可以做到。
Parents, we do that to our children all the time, right?
我知道我们父母一直是这样对我们孩子。
If you listen to me with my youngest son right now,
如果听到我和我小孩子的小儿子的讲话。
CJ, you can do it.
我总是跟他说是 CJ, 你可以做。
But I need your help, Dad.
但他说我需要你帮助。我就说你不需要，你可以做。
You don't need my help.
你不需要我的帮助。
You can do it.
你可以做到。
Yes, you can.
你可以做到。
But Daddy, I want to go down the slide with you. I'm afraid it's too high.
但是他会说，我需要你帮助我，从这个滑梯上下来。
Right, that's what he was saying today. Dad, I can't do this. I need you to go down with me.
他就说我一个人下不去，我需要你帮助。
And I grabbed his little head. I'm like, son.
那我就抓着他的脑袋说。
You can do it.
你可以做的。
Don't let anyone tell you you can't do it.
不要让任何人告诉你你做不到。
You don't have to be from China to be told that. I'm an American. I tell my children that.
你不需要从中国来，你是美国人，我也可以跟你这样说。
But God opposes that.
但是神却不，神却阻挡这些。
Because what is that?
那这是为什么呢？
That's pride.
因为那是骄傲。
And God opposes the proud.
神会阻挡骄傲。
But He gives grace to those who say, "I can't do it."
那他会把恩典赐给那些谦卑。
So don't take your ideas from your parents, from China or America or anyone else that says you can do it.
所以呢，你不要把你父母的这些想法。灌注在你自己的脑袋里说
don't bring that into your relationship with God.
不要把那个观点带到你和耶稣的关系上来。
God wants you to say, God, I've tried so hard my own way, but I can't do it.
神希望你能够对他说，神啊，我试图做了这么多次，我做不到。
I hear all these sermons all this weekend, God, I can't do this.
我听到了这么多的讲道，我做不到这一些。
And that's the secret.
这就是这个秘密。
To being able to start to grow.
这就是我们成长的一个秘密。
One of the things most feared in the world is failure.
在这个世上最可怕的一件事情就是失败。
So often we spend our life living in this fear, working with all of our effort to prevent failure.
因为我们通常是努力的工作，想要做任何的一切事情来，防止这些我们所防止这些失败。
But we will fail.
但是我知道我们会失败。
And in almost 100% of the time, when we see godly men and women in the Bible.
但是我们也看到，在圣经上的一些属神的人，不管男的女的。
You check me next time.
下次你可以来查验我。
When we preach sometimes, someone just told me this today, when we preach sometimes, we always talk about the result.
当我们讲的时候，我们通常是说来讲一个结果。
Look how godly and strong this man is.
你看看这个人，这个属神的人是如此的强壮。
Look at this woman of God.
你看这个属神的女人。
We need to be like that. Not a new人, but like, we need to be like them.
我们应该像他们这样。
But we forgot to tell you.
但是我忘了告诉你们。
They failed.
因为他们也失败过。
They had to hit failure.
他们也一定要经过失败。
Before they started to experience God.
他们才能经历到神。
Their failure made them realize that they were weak.
因为他们的失败才能让他们意识到他们自己是软弱的。
Their failure helped them to realize how great God is and how small we are.
他们的失败才能让他们意识到神是如此的伟大。
And this is what makes the gospel the most beautiful thing.
这就是使我们这个福音是多么美妙的一个
事情。Because God's amazing love and God's amazing grace is for those who realize they can't.
因为神的奇妙的恩典和奇妙的爱就是给那些他们自己意识到他们自己做不到的人。
They can't grow.
他们不能成长。
They can't be more holy. They can't obey. They can't transform themselves to be more and more like Christ. And the gospel tells us that even though we can't, and because we can't, God sent His Son, His only Son, to die for us. To do what we couldn't do. And that gospel is not just for unbelievers. The gospel has to be reminded to believers all the time. Because after we've had this new life, we by ourselves still can't. We can't grow. We can't obey. We can't transform ourselves to be more and more like Christ. The gospel for us believers is, God, I still can't. But you can. I want to connect myself to you. I want to walk with you. I want to abide in you. Because God, I want to be who you want me to be. But I just can't do it. I need you. Empower me. Help me. Give me fruit that I can't do. Give me the fruit that I can't make. I can't do it. I can't speak English. Make me more like Christ because I can't. Living this Christian life. Let me make this very clear. It's not about perfection. It's about living in God's power. This life that we're all striving for, that we all think we need to be perfect with one another, that's not what this life is about. This life is about God's grace. Because when we cannot, then God can. Remember.
请记得,
remember this phrase.
请记得这段经文.
Why did I put it up here? It's another one. You can't grow without God. How about let's just say that? You can't grow without God. Let's say it together. I can't grow without God.
I can't grow without God.
Okay, how about we say it for Chinese?
没有神我成长不了.
没有神我成长不了. I can't. So if you want to pray this prayer with me,
如果你能够和我祷告同样的祷告,
and you know that you can't,
你知道你不能.
I'm going to take one from Pastor James's book right now. I'm going to take one from Pastor James' book. Just stand. If you know you can't, but if you think you can, then stay seated. But now we can look around and say, oh, you think you can? Oh, okay. But if you can't, stand up with me. And we'll pray it in English, and then we'll pray it in Chinese. Oh, don't just stand up because of peer pressure. Just, you know, sit down if you think you can. Pray this out of a prayer to God. Pray this out of a prayer to God. 对神, 把, 这个是重新对神的祷告. Okay? Dear, let's pray in English. Dear God, I want to be more like Christ. I want to grow spiritually, but I can't.
I can't grow on my own. I can't be more holy on my own. I can't transform myself to be more like Christ.
Teach me to abide in you.
Help me to trust in you. Show me how to love you. Empower me to live for you. I can't, but you can. Okay, in Chinese.
亲爱的神啊，我想要更像基督，我想要在你命上成长，但是我做不到，我不能自己成长，我自己不能变圣洁，我自己不能改变自己，变像基督。教我住在你里面，把我倚靠你，显示给我如何爱你，让我为你而活，我做不到，但是你能够。Amen.
Father, we thank you. We look to you.
父啊，我们感谢你，我们要向你看。
No man can help us.
没有人可以帮助我们。
And sometimes we feel so alone in that.
有时候我们觉得我们真的是很孤独。
And we realize that we can't even help ourselves.
我们也意识到我们自己帮不了自己。
But we want to live this life that you've given to us.
但是我们想要生活出你所给我们的生活。
We want to be able to walk with you.
我们希望我们能和你一起行走。
We want to grow spiritually.
我们也希望我们的灵命会成长。
We want to be more like your son.
我们也想要和基督和你的儿子越来越像。
But we can't.
但是我们做不到。
Thank you that you can.
感谢你，因为你可以做到。
Teach us to stay connected with you.
请教导我们如何才能和你联系在一起。
To abide in.
我们如何才能在你的里面。
Because without you, we can do nothing.
因为没有你，我们什么都做不了。
Help us to see that through everything in life.
帮助我们通过我们生活当中的每一件事情。
It is you who's trying to help us to grow.
帮助我们看到是你来帮助我们成长的。
Even in the pain.
虽然有时候是很痛苦。
Even in the failures.
甚至在一些失败的当中。
That even through that, you are making us more and more like your son.
通过这一些，你把我们改变成越来越像你的儿子。
We give ourselves to you.
我们要把自己交给你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.